Along the shores of the Atlantic Ocean, south of the border between the United States and Canada, where the Appalachian Mountains roll down to the rocky coasts, lies the Northeast region. The two most important geographic features of the region are the Appalachian Mountains and the Atlantic Ocean. The region's economy is tied to the mountains and to the sea. The sea yields rich harvests of fish and seafood. And the sea forms the natural harbors that help the region lead the world in shipping and trade. Inland, the cool blue and green mountains are covered with forests that supply lumber and paper, and mines and wells that supply coal, oil, and natural gas. One of the region's most valuable resources is its scenery. Millions of visitors come to the region every year to see spectacular fall foliage, picture-perfect villages, tidy farms set among gently rolling hills, bustling cities, and places of importance to history. There are 10 states in the region: Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. The Atlantic Ocean forms the region's eastern border. This is the Newport Harbor off Newport, Rhode Island. You can see how the land circles around to protect the boats from the winds and waves of the ocean. There are many such excellent natural harbors all along the Atlantic coast. The shoreline jags in and out, forming deep bays. The Massachusetts Bay, the New York Bay, and the Delaware Bay are especially important for shipping. Rivers empty into the bays. Many of the big cities of the region are located at the places where the rivers and bays join. This map shows the major rivers of the Northeast region. As you can see, most of the rivers flow from the Appalachian Mountains down to the Atlantic Ocean. The rivers are natural water highways for boat travel inland from the coast. The Northeast region is also connected to another natural water route through the Great Lakes. Two of the Great Lakes, Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, border the Northeast region. In between Lake Erie and Lake Ontario lies one of the world's greatest natural wonders, Niagara Falls. Lake Ontario flows into the St. Lawrence River. The St. Lawrence has been widened to make it navigable or deep enough for ships. The widened river is called the St. Lawrence Seaway. Big ships can travel on the Seaway from the Great Lakes all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. The shores of the Atlantic Ocean are the lowest places in the Northeast region. The shores are at sea level. Some of the most valuable natural resources of the Northeast region are found along the Atlantic coast and just offshore. Commercial fishing is an important industry in most of the states of the Northeast. Fishing for sport is popular too. Every summer, the harbors of the Northeast coast are filled with graceful sailboats. Newport, Rhode Island is an international center for sailboat racing. Just above sea level is the Atlantic Coastal Plain. The coastal plain is shown in green on this map. All the lowland areas are colored green. As you can see, there are also lowland areas along the river valleys. Much of the land along the Atlantic Coastal Plain has been taken up by cities and their suburbs. But there is still land that has been left open for farming. The soil in the Atlantic Coastal Plain is rich and fertile. There is also good farmland in the inland valleys. This farm is located in central Pennsylvania, one of the nation's richest agricultural areas. Many farms in the Northeast are dairy farms. Other farms grow vegetables for markets in big cities like New York and Boston. Grapes are an important farm product in New York State. Strawberries are grown all over the region. In the fall, the farm stands are loaded down with pumpkins, squash, apples, and homemade apple cider. Most of the people in the Northeast region live in or near big cities. But the region is relatively small, and the countryside is never far away. Only an hour or two of driving inland from the coast brings you to the Appalachian Mountains and some of the most beautiful scenery in the United States. Compared to the mountains in the western part of the United States, the Appalachians are not very high. The peaks are rounded rather than jagged and covered in mantles of forest green. The Appalachians are made up of several smaller mountain ranges: the White Mountains of New Hampshire, the Green Mountains of Vermont, the Berkshire Hills of Massachusetts, the Catskill Mountains of New York, and the Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania are all part of the Appalachian system. The Adirondack Mountains in northern New York are close to the Appalachians, but they are actually part of a different, older mountain system. Every year, thousands of backpackers and other nature lovers visit the Adirondack Forest Preserve, a wilderness area that covers over 2 million acres. The weather in the Northeast is affected by the mountains and the sea. The climate of the coastal areas is maritime, that is, dependent on the ocean. Ocean currents and breezes off the water warm the coast in winter and cool the land in summer. This map shows the average amount of rain that falls every year. The dark blue areas are the ones where the most rain falls. As you can see, the ocean gives the Northeast coast a very wet climate. In the winter, wet means snow, and lots of it. Moist air from the ocean hits the mountains, condenses, and then falls as precipitation. In the mountain areas of the region, cold and snow mean valuable business for the ski industry. This map shows the temperatures in the month of January. The blue and gray areas show where temperatures are below freezing. Most of the Northeast gets very cold in the winter, but there is a strip of warmer weather right along the coast. In the spring, temperatures are cool. Fruit trees bloom everywhere, and the mountain streams are full of trout. This map shows temperatures in the month of July. The orange and red areas show where temperatures are over 70 degrees Fahrenheit. As you see, the northern states get quite hot in the summer. Autumn is crisp and cool, and the woodlands are gloriously colored. From the forested mountains, to the pleasant farmlands, to the rocky coasts, the Northeast region offers beauty, charm, and outdoor fun all year long.